holidaying with Dad during the divorce. His car is a nervous breakdown, scattering chrome along the motorway. He gasps through panic attacks in tunnels and medieval towers. The falconry display goes on regardless, and Egypts in velour have a crack at each other with plywood lances. I'm in fugue state, headphones glued to me as Mum calls to accuse him of kidnapping. Come for a drink, he says. No. Retreat to the travelodge, dry my one pair of decent flares, rancid from days of rain in the mysterious trouser press. My anger flits and shifts like a clot of starlings. He presses into my hands some Gunter Grass and Sylvia Plath, time capsule messages in a language we don't share, and the evening heaves with the bellow of cows taken from their calves.